Hi Priya, thank you so much for your message that has been with me into rather mad weeks of where I could hardly take a breath. And it was very, very sad to think of your mother and the heart-wrenching story you told, how of her loneliness, but of course also of the beauty of clothes that are her consolation in a way. And thank you for the story about your grandmother and her hearing aid. That is really very funny. And for me, it had a particularly interesting detail because in your English rendition of the story, the doctor, if I understood right, became a male doctor, a good-looking young male doctor. In my story, it was, or as I experienced it, it was actually a woman, a young woman. She was very tall. She was quite chubby. And what was most important, I think, for Hella was that she was German, because Hella migrated from Germany to Switzerland at the age of 20. And this young woman had a similar North German way of speaking and a very dry humor. So when Hella at one point said, so, und was werde ich jetzt machen mit diesen schönen Zähnen? Gehe ich auf Mannsschau, which is a very strange expression. I haven't heard it. Mannsschau is as if you would go into a marketplace where a lot of men are presented to you for you to pick and choose. And the young dentist laughed and she said, nein tun sie das nicht, mit denen hat man nur Ärger. And it sounded like she was talking from some experience it was a nice moment of bonding between women across a span of time of about 60 years age difference. Well, and it made me think of my translation work where gender is often a big issue between languages. As in Tagalog doesn't have gendered pronouns. There are hardly any gendered words, so I often have to, I am forced to gender a lot of things when I transfer constellations into this this German universe, and which is sometimes painful. Actually, it is painful. I realize what is lost by having to be more precise and by closing down options with precision in a somewhat by stating that this gender is extremely important to be precise about. And yes, it made me the whole story of clothes has been on my mind too, because at one, like I've just signed another of these petitions by the Clean Clothes campaign, with being really distraught by the fact, I mean, it is a predictable fact that how the workers in the textile industries are really undergoing such a terrible time, being cheated again and again. And how could the injustice and the exploitation of this textile industry be thought together with the joy and the consolation and the pure pleasure of dressing up that is so wonderfully described in your book? And thank you also for the quotes, that because we started out with the quotes. I really liked one where it's on page 85 in your book. You write, Shadida Bari sagte, unsere Selbsterfahrung wirkt durch viele Dinge konturiert und skizziert, darunter auch Kleidung und die Vorurteile, mit denen wir jedes Interesse am Aussehen ausblenden oder Kleidung ins Reich der Eitelkeit verbannen, stehen einem bedeutsamen Verständnis im Weg. And this quote, yes, follows on your very understandable self-questioning about why do I take looks so importantly, or, well, my English is going bad now, but I don't, and I was wondering if it's, if it, maybe the textile industry is such a strong industry, maybe it draws its strength out of the fact that it is so essential to us, and I still have this dream that economy could be very different, and this enormous strength that is in clothing, in textiles, in enjoying it could actually be turned into a powerful, a benevolent, a sort of a really empowering economy, where everybody involved in it actually improves their lives in a meaningful way. And a second quote where you say, a book that I would want to look up to on 136, Agnes Rocamora and Anneke Smelig sagten, unsere Handlungsfähigkeit äußert sich in materiellen Dingen und Objekten, in Kleidung etwa. And you add a bit later, Handlungsfähigkeit meint nicht allein das Vermögen einer Frau, jederzeit mehr oder weniger frei zu handeln. Handlungsfähigkeit wird von der Geschichte gestaltet. Und jahrhundertelang wurden Frauen nicht nur daran gehindert, unabhängig zu handeln, sondern mussten feststellen, dass es kaum einen Unterschied machte oder sogar bestraft wurde, wenn sie es taten. And I was wondering what word could be behind this, a bit, this German Handlungsfähigkeit. And I was a bit envious and said, thought maybe you wrote agency in English, or would it be power to act, or which brought me back to my first year of women's studies in Manila, where sort of in Philippine feminism they had this very strong, it was a bit like a motto to say that power is not bad. It was a question of what power and how it is used, and they used this, is it power to power, over power, with, yeah, and all this. I mean, that was a very handy way of thinking that I really liked, and I was wondering how I felt in your book this utopia that this wonderful thing of beautiful clothes and dressing up could be something that gives power to those who are involved in it. Yes, my thoughts on a Saturday where I finally have time to rest, and I hope you enjoy this long weekend, and I say hello from Switzerland, and wish you a good time. Bye-bye.